Welcome to the Lagos Real Estate Insider Podcast, the number one podcast dedicated to helping you create wealth, investing in real estate, and live a world-class life while making a difference and impact in the lives of people. I am your host, Idris Ndagwa. On this podcast, I share insight to the real estate market, advice and strategies for investing in real estate, and some of the latest real estate investment opportunities. I also share some motivation and inspiration for taking your life to the next level. Thanks for tuning into this episode and let's dive in.
As a beginner, if you are thinking about investing in the Nigeria real estate, I'm going to be giving 4 tips on how to invest in Nigeria real estate and become a successful investor. So before we get started, I want to tell you why you need to invest in Nigeria real estate. And the first one is real estate is the way to wealth. You know, there is no wealthy man on this planet who do not have a real estate property, whether it is land or a house or a company, or something must be built on land. So real estate is the way to wealth, because if you think about our millionaires and billionaires, their wealth is not built on cash, because cash devaluates over time. Inflation rises against cash. But if you invest in a real estate property, the property appreciates even in the midst of rising inflation. So real estate is the way to wealth, and real estate can be inherited. It can be transferred from generation to generation. The second reason why you need to invest in real estate is because real estate produces passive income. Passive income is an income that is generated from a source where you don't have to necessarily work or be present. For example, if you have a rental apartment and you rent it out, when the tenants pay you, it is called passive income. So if you want to invest in Nigeria real estate, the first step is to create a real estate investment plan. You know, the purpose of every investment is to get something in return, which is called return on investment. So you need to create a real estate investment plan, which may be buying a property to resell, or buying a property for rent, or buying a property to keep for your generation, maybe your children or grandchildren. Having a real estate investment plan will help you plan yourself and to manage your finances. You will know how much you need to save to fund your investment plan, how much will be left over for you to spend. So the first step is to create a real estate investment plan. Number two is to create a real estate investment strategy. Now, what I mean by your real estate investment strategy is, real estate may probably be the biggest transaction and biggest financial investment you ever make in your lifetime. And in real estate, you either deal with land or apartment. So do you want to invest in land or you want to invest in apartments? If you want to invest in land, is it residential land or commercial land? If you are investing in land, you need a land in a very good location, very good title, that is safe and secure. Then you buy, and from your investment plan, whether you want to resell it later or you want to keep. If you are reselling later, you have to wait till the land appreciates. And once the land appreciates, you can sell and make profit. And if you are investing in apartments, there are different types of apartments. There is duplexes, semi-duplex, flats, terraces, and different kinds of apartments. So you have to know what type of apartments do you want to invest in and how much is your budget. Once you determine the type of apartment, then determine the purpose of the apartment, whether you want to use it for rent or you want to buy and keep for a while, then resell it later. Or your plan may be to buy a land, then build it and resell later. So there are different strategies. You need to create a real estate investment strategy. Number three is to define your starting capital. Now, real estate investment is very huge investment, so you need lots of capital to start. For example, in Lagos, the cheapest land you can get as at the time of making this video is 2 million naira and above. So you need to define your starting capital. How much do you want to start with? And then start saving or raising capital for your investment. So you need to know whether you want to start with 2 million naira, 5 million naira, 10 million naira, 50 million naira, or 100 million naira. If you are starting with land are more affordable and easy to buy. If you are buying an apartment, you know, apartments can range between 45 million naira and above. So whatever you want to start with, you have to be very clear and define your starting capital. And number four is to work with the right agent. Now, you can't be going around the street or bouncing from location to location looking for your investment property. You need to work with the right agent who can get you the type of property you want in the right location and the right time. And if you want to buy any property, you can contact me, and you can also follow me on social media to check consistently how the real estate market is moving and see the best deals that are available for you.
If you're enjoying today's episode, here are three ways you can work with me, support me, and this podcast. Number one, share this episode with a friend, family, co-worker, or a team who you think will find it valuable. If you share it with any of those people and they find it valuable, they will thank you later, being the source for sharing it with them, which strengthens your relationship and help you take your relationship to the next level. Number two, refer me to a friend who need a property or a guidance for their real estate investment. If you know anyone who need a property or want to make an inquiry, or you need a property and you want to make an inquiry, don't hesitate to contact me on 070-4408-6868. Again, 070-4408-6868. Or you can email me at realestatewithidris@gmail.com. Again, realestatewithidris@gmail.com. And finally, number three is to help me rate this podcast on your listening platform. Whether you are listening on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, or any of your favorite platform, help me rate this podcast. And when you rate it and leave a review, it helps other people just like you discover the podcast as a very valuable podcast. Thanks for listening to today's episode, and I will talk to you in the next episode.